Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave, I-95.
Every episode starts out the same. I make me some jokes, current events, hostiles. Nothing is, you won't keep it light, so we don't limit our audience.
Women are a totally untapped market.
For now, dude. You're about to tap them.
Okay, none of that.
The work is mysterious and important.
There are no f***ing rules.
Yeah, good morning. This is Morning Wood. What got you out of bed this morning, buddy?
You know what got me out of bed?
What's that?
Was a delicious Dr. Pepper. And then as I opened the Dr. Pepper, I got an unexpected Dr. Pepper shower this morning.
It exploded.
What a way to start the day, man. Look at this. I'm just like saturated.
I heard you just swearing like randomly. I'm like, what's going on?
I said F probably 10 times in the space of 3 seconds, which is kind of normal for me.
Sure.
But I swear to God, there is something about this soda. Like, I'm a Coke guy, and once in a while, I go, ooh, that Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
And I get cursed.
And they all explode?
Every time, dude.
Yeah, dude, I got one recently, and it exploded on me.
Right?
Yeah, I guess the Dr. Pepper guys are just shaking them
Dr.
bitches
Pepper,
up.
Lay off on the carbonation, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to spend some time with my daughter tonight and my sister, and then tomorrow we're going to go, I think I'm going to go to the International Festival.
Downtown here.
Yeah. That's always a good time. Like, there's crazy amounts of, you know, international food and dance.
I love the music, man.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I loved last time was listening around and going around and listening to all the tunes that were playing from everyone.
Yeah.
That live music again. Do they have that again this year?
Yeah. And in fact, last week they had the a Billy Joel tribute band that I went to see.
I heard just that. Down here. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm. Did you bust out Down Easter, Alexa?
Oh, yeah. I was singing. I was dancing.
Well, on the Down Easter. Hello, Danbury.
So we're off and running this morning. We have tons of live and local. We got missed headlines. And again, that was brought to you by The Woodbin.
What's happening in your neighborhood? Find out now. This is Live and Local on the home of rock and roll, I-95.
We love animal news.
Yes, we do.
Connecticut's Beardsley Zoo welcomed an addition during the storm on Tuesday. A Chinese goro. Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea.
G-O-R-A-L.
I've never heard of that.
A Chinese goro was born amid the downpour, marking the first ever birth of a Chinese goro born at the zoo. The kid was born to parents Madeline and King and without assistance from zoo staff.
Oh.
Within minutes, the kid was set on its feet, following closely behind mom. According to the zoo, Chinese gorals are small goat antelope species native to China, Myanmar? Or Burma.
Or Burma, as it was formerly known.
Yeah, Thailand and Vietnam with their steep rocky mountains.
Oh.
The animals are great climbers and they use their powerful legs and specialized hooves to navigate rugged cliffs and steep terrain. We should ask Jen the zookeeper about this.
Yeah. Okay, I got a picture of it.
Let me see.
Hang on.
With only 26 Chinese gorals living in...
Here we go.
Oh,
so it's like
yeah.
a mini goat kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
With only 26 Chinese gorals living at 8 Association of Zoos and Aquariums, accredited institutions, the birth represents a milestone for Beardsley Zoo and AZA Species Survival Plan, SSP. The birth plays a critical role in maintaining a healthy population.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know what the hell any of that meant at the end there, but...
I mean, Bridgeport finally has something to go see.
Yeah, that's...
There's one thing that we have one in the world of in Bridgeport. That's the only reason to go down there.
The birth of the Chinese goro is terrific news for the zoo and our animal care team, Connecticut Beardsley Zoo CEO Dr. Jim Wharton said.
Huh, they got nice little horns. Look at that.
Oh, that's
see the
cool.
horns on it?
That looks like a mix between a goat and a deer.
Yeah, this is like the in the center of a pentagram. Like the head would look great.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right, yeah.
The goat head? That's like a perfect one for
that's
that.
Creepy.
Like a Motley Crue thing.
Now you switched my whole perception of the thing.
Right.
Now I'm terrified of it.
Evil rises in Bridgeport.
Keep that thing away from me.
Well, good for me. Have you been to the Beardsley Zoo?
Yeah, I've been there.
I went there. It had to be in the late 90s-ish.
Okay.
Right after, or around the time they were filming that Sopranos episode. So that might have been early 2000s. But they filmed the scene where he blasts Annabella Sciorra in the snake room. That was filmed at Beardsley Zoo.
Was it really?
Back at the time, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
and
know
I
that.
Remember, I'm like, they filmed The Sopranos here. I got to go down and check this place out. And you know our love of snakes.
Yeah.
And I went into the room, and that was the last time I was down at that zoo. And I've mentioned it a few times since then. We should go check it out because it is the only zoo besides that Action Wildlife and the little couple things.
By Goshen?
Aquariums, yeah. But like,
I like aquariums. That's
we haven't been there in years, but that's good for them.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Chinese Goral.
Ah.
I'll reach out to Jen and see if she's got anything to say about this.
Yeah, exactly. We can get her on later. We'll see.
Yeah, we got Miss Headlines coming up in just a little bit.
We do.
There's a viral video of five friends. Three of them are playing musical instruments. The other two are playing ping pong, which becomes the percussion in their song. Check this out.
Like the Close Encounters thing. It's catchy.
The ping pong part is harder than the
it's
playing
catchy,
the instruments.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, it's catchy.
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was like the Close Encounters theme.
The tones.
It sounded like
I love those.
I know, man. I've been on a Spielberg kick lately again.
Yeah, what are you watching?
You're going to laugh. I watched E.T.
Did you?
I haven't seen
it. Where is it streaming?
I don't know where the hell I got it. Oh, I got it in New Hampshire, actually. It was on in New Hampshire. And I haven't watched that thing since, God, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It's been 30 years, man, and I was crying. Like,
I got to see where it's streaming.
I know.
I think I looked it up recently, too, like to see where it was streaming.
Is it Disney? It might have been. It was one of the services we had up there while we were in a funky northern New England cable service that had it on.
Watch E.T. On Prime, but you're going to have to pay for it. Netflix? No, I don't think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it might have been on one of the WMUR TVs or something up there. I can't. Well.
It says it's on Tubi.
That's what it might have been.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got Tubi.
Yeah, we got Tubi.
I can watch that.
We're free.
There you go.
You missed them. We missed them. They are Missed Headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
How about these names?
Okay.
A guy named Vernon Edward Crowfee III.
Crowfee.
And Jaden Quanez Evans were arrested in Baltimore after doing a photo shoot in a mall parking garage featuring women holding exotic animals and standing in a ring of fire.
Oh.
Some of the animals included a snake, tarantula, and baby spider monkey. Here is Vernon.
Okay.
We talking about an empty parking lot with no civilians, full of concrete. And I don't think I've ever seen a parking lot be set on fire with lighter fluid. So basically, we spoke with the security at the mall as well. We explained to him that we was going to have the fire flame photo shoot. He told us basically just be out before the mall closed. You can't show me a baby spider monkey whose spinal cord don't show through their back because they're born that way.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't show me a spider monkey without a spine thrown through it. That might be our classic line of our lifetime right
I love that he's trying to defend it.
You know what I'm saying?
We do know what you're saying.
I'm sorry, officer. You do realize that every music video ever made has fire and tarantulas, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's not unusual. Well, the spider monkey kid.
I just want to hear his voice again.
It's a skinny spider monkey.
We talking about an empty parking lot with no civilians, full of concrete.
No civilians.
We're doing no harm. We just got a spider monkey who's thin, dangerously thin, that people think we're not feeding. And we're putting him near fire and tarantulas. But
no big deal.
Move along, everyone. Nothing wrong here.
Story two.
Well, it's National Drive-Thru Day, and while many people wouldn't say fast food is cheap anymore, a lot of us do appreciate the convenience, assuming the line keeps moving.
Yeah.
A recent report analyzed the average drive-thru wait times at fast food joints, and there's something to be saying good things come to those who wait.
Okay.
As for the fastest, Taco Bell ranked number one by total time.
I dropped $31 at Taco Bell last night, as a matter of fact.
Really?
And we were through that drive-through faster than a chalupa goes through your bowels. We were in and out of that joint in Torrington.
Maybe that's why you're nauseous this morning.
That's why I'm nauseous. That's what it is. It's the Taco Bell.
They were number one for the fifth consecutive year with an average total time of 256 seconds, or just over 4 minutes.
Yeah, it's my bowel length.
KFC is second, followed by Tim Hortons, Arby's, Wendy's, Dunkin', Burger King, McDonald's, Starbucks, and Dutch Brothers.
I miss Tim Horton's breakfast sandwich so much.
I've never had it.
Oh, my God. They were here for one brief moment in time, and they showed up in all places, Plainville, Southington, dude. And, here we go.
EAS test, huh? We're almost done. All right, so go ahead.
Okay, the bombs are coming.
Yeah, right.
We don't know. That was just a test, I hope. Yeah, Tim Hortons was great. The Canadian company, they came into Connecticut around 2012, 13 for like a year, and then they were gone. They made this belt sandwich. It's bacon, lettuce, tomato, egg, cheese.
Nice.
It was so, I dream about that thing still. It makes me want to go up to Montreal, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I want to get up there, guy.
I took my daughter to McDonald's the other day over by Lake Avenue Extension.
$40?
And actually, no, it wasn't bad. The price. This was my issue. There's always an issue. I ordered her a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And then I said, I also want a small fry and a Dr. Pepper. That was for me.
Yep.
So I get up to the thing, and they give me all my stuff, and there's no Dr. Pepper. And I tell the lady, well, you forgot my Dr. Pepper. And she starts arguing with me. You didn't order a Dr. Pepper. I said, yes, I did.
Yeah.
She says, no, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. She goes and gets the manager. I mean, this lady's like 55 years old.
Oh, my God.
And she goes and gets the manager, who's about 17. And the lady comes over, and they're still arguing with me whether I ordered it or not.
I go, just give me the Dr. Pepper.
I go, look, let me put it to you plain and simple. How are we going to resolve this? Because you're arguing with me.
Right.
I'm willing to pay for it if you didn't hear me say I wanted it.
Here I go again. And give me a Dr. Pepper.
So they ended up giving me the Dr. Pepper.
For nothing?
For nothing. But she's arguing with me. Then I took her to Burger King a couple days later.
Yeah.
And the lady at the Burger King, like, you know, you have a little kid. They're trying to figure out what they want to order in the moment.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
So I'm talking to Vita and going back and forth with the lady. And the lady was miserable. Absolutely awful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, terrible attitude.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on at Mill Plain Road, but they got to pull it together.
Oh, everyone sucks, dude. Everyone sucks.
I've never had a good experience at that McDonald's.
And Mill Plain?
Yeah, never.
I don't think that I have either.
Yeah.
I think that every time that I've gone through that drive-thru, I've almost gotten sideswiped by someone coming through that parking lot too fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
That I swear to God, every time I've been there, it's like I almost get like, hey, whoa. And it's someone inattention, like drifting through the parking lot at 40.
Because they went up to the bridge probably and got some stank.
Well, it's another story for another day.
Story three.
All right, there's nothing wrong with having bacon and vodka for breakfast.
No, there isn't.
Assuming you pay for it.
Yeah.
A 39-year-old woman in California named Shanae Watkins was arrested last month for stealing bacon and vodka from grocery stores. And she really loaded up.
Breakfast of champions.
One store caught her hiding at least 14 packages of Oscar Mayer thick-cut bacon and six handles of Tito's vodka in her bag.
Oh!
She wasn't planning on paying for those. She went through the self-checkout line and tried to pay for a few unrelated items, but her card was declined. The staff approached her and saw the bacon and vodka, but she ran off with them. She then drove to another store and tried to steal five more packages of bacon, six more bottles of vodka, and five reusable bags.
Five reusable bags to carry all my swine and vodka.
The store caught her, called the police, and she was eventually arrested and charged with petty theft, possession of stolen property. She was booked into jail without her bacon and her vodka.
That ruined her weekend, too. So all she had was bacon and vodka.
Now I want a BLT and some vodka.
Oh, I want a belt vodka so bad right now.
Now it's time for Trash Talk, brought to you by Lestaco Refuse Services. Family-owned and operated, serving our community for over 40 years.
It's time to get it off your chest and tell it like it is. It's time for Trash Talk with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on the home of rock and roll, I-95.
Well, it's been a big animal week here at the radio station. Ethan had saw what he thinks was either a hawk or a eagle over Candlewood Lake that he was forcing upon us 15 times.
That was yesterday. Definitely a hawk, by the way.
And the general public. We talked earlier about a new Chinese animal.
Goral.
Goral.
Yeah.
It was born at the Beardsley Zoo. Well, we had some fun in Waterbury yesterday, buddy. According to WFSB.com, a black bear was spotted yesterday morning running through the parking lot at a fast food drive-thru along Wolcott Street in Waterbury.
Uh-oh.
That's a bad spot for a bear to be caught in.
Yeah.
Wolcott Street. So this happened right near the, if you know Waterbury and Wolcott Street, it happened near the Happy Hands Car Wash.
Oh, okay.
And they got an employee of the car wash said, it's a little bit scary because, you know, it's a bear. Insightful reporting.
Really? Here, seriously?
By WFSB.
Way to go.
It continues with this quote by saying, I had to take a double take. I saw it was a bear. It didn't click. And then 2 seconds later, I yell, it's a bear. That's...
They got some really great, you know, quotes out of these people.
Fine reporting.
Yeah.
It continues. If you thought it was over.
Oh, okay.
I'm losing my mind, right? It's a bear. It's like half the size of my car. And everybody's like trying to get a peek of where it is.
Wow.
This is everyone's reaction at every time. When they've ever
seen. All these people have head injuries.
Yeah.
Severe head injuries.
So, yeah, if you were up by Supercuts and Happy Hands Car Wash and the Wendy's in Waterbury yesterday on Wolcott Street, there was a bear.
And I read on WTNH this morning that bear sightings are way up across the state. Yeah. I'm getting terrified, dude, because it's a matter of time for me. I got to get a
You are in the woods.
I got to get a weapon that'll take it out.
Take a bear?
Yeah. I want one of those flamethrowers.
Well, you got to get the bear mace?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want a flamethrower so bad.
Yeah, you could. But as we were talking to Pat Callahan the other day, like, if he tries, and what they're trying to do right now is get Connecticut to be a bear hunting state.
Yeah.
You might just have to go for the full gun.
Are we one of two
Us
states?
Us and Rhode Island. That's it.
That's it. So they're just
the
running.
The rest of the country, you could kill a bear.
They're running amok here.
Yep. And that's what it is. And as he was saying, you know, even the biologists in the deep have said, like, we should have at least a small hunt in Connecticut to thin the herd a bit. And more importantly, to tell the bears, like, you shouldn't be in this neighborhood.
Right.
And that behavior, like, will stop this kind of thing from happening.
And I don't want to hurt an animal. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But if it comes down to me or you, you got to go.
As I've said ad nauseum on this show, man, I've always thought as a 400-pound human being that if a bear crossed my path in the woods somewhere, I'd be okay. Like, it's not 100 pounds. I could just kick it out of the way.
Yeah.
That went away the first time I actually saw a bear 10 feet away, 15 feet away from me.
You sure?
I will kill them. You know, if they're getting close, man.
Sure,
you gotta. You know, if they're we talked to Pat about this, the kid who got attacked in Bantam, and what he said, it's going to take someone to get killed in Connecticut for this to happen here. So,
what happened with that kid? They dragged it into the woods.
It's something along those lines. I remember he was pretty kind of messed up, nothing like critically injured, but it was bad enough the way he had to get taken to the hospital. So, yeah, if we're erring on the side right now, maybe it's time to let a couple of the bloodlusty hunters out there to take a few of these pesky creatures down.
What was that movie with John Candy? The Great Outdoors. Dan Aykroyd. That was so funny.
I've seen that in years,
I love that
man.
Movie.
I haven't seen that in years. Well, I am John Candy.
Yeah, he's telling the kids the story about the bear, and then the bear comes in the house.
Be careful what you wish for, Bantam, because it's coming your way.
That's right.
Fly, eagle, fly.
Nature.
You missed them. We missed them. They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story one.
Hi, buddy. Residents in Mount Dora, Florida.
Florida, you say?
Are seeing and recording monkeys out in the wild in their neighborhoods. Here are residents recording and talking about said monkeys.
Looking at a monkey in a tree in Mount Dora. Hi, little monkey friend. You gonna try to eat my dog?
And I was like, who would have their dog like out on like a busy road? And as I got closer, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a monkey.
The funky monkeys is coming.
I still want a monkey.
He might eat their dog.
I still, yeah. Mount Dora is located a dozen miles from Silver Springs, where a wild population of monkeys live. People were unaware that they were strong swimmers to escape the island.
Dude, yeah, I keep reminding you, your aunt had a spider monkey back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I forget his name, but he was vicious
a
little son of a bitch.
Little
yeah,
monkey?
Yeah, yeah. Like if you put your finger in the cage, he'd bite it.
I gnaw on you.
Yeah.
I still want a monkey so bad, man.
Me too.
Story two.
This month has delivered a ton of innovations on beating the heat.
Okay.
First, there were snow rooms. Remember, we talked about that.
I did hear about it, yeah.
Then wearable air-conditioned clothing.
Stupid.
And now, a Japanese company has created refrigerators for humans. To clarify, living humans, not chopped up body parts.
Okay.
It's called the Du Hymen Box.
What? One more time?
Du Hymen Box.
That sounds like two hymens to me.
Yeah. Or a personal cooling cabinet. It's a metallic container with a transparent glass door designed as a personal cooling space for humans. So you can watch people while they're being chilled inside, which is an interesting side element. Uh-huh. You climb in, you sit on a built-in seat and enjoy air cooled to approximately 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, yeah.
The air is directed towards your head, neck, shoulders, and back, kind of like jets of a hot tub.
Okay.
According to the manufacturer, a 10-minute stay in this refrigerator helps quickly reduce body temperature and alleviate symptoms of heat-related exhaustion.
I like this idea.
The drawback is it's very expensive. The cost is $9,200.
Well, you know.
I'm out.
That's cheap for a hymen. No, really.
Yeah, for a hymen.
For a hymen, then $9,200.
The Du Hymen.
Isn't that bad. You know, I'd pay that.
Du Hymen, Du Haas.
Like most.
Story three.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good question. Would you break up with someone just because they were a thief who was constantly stealing the covers in bed?
Huh.
In a new survey, 23% of people claim they've broken up with someone due to annoying sleep habits. 64% said they're willing to accept them even if they find them disruptive.
Okay.
Here are the most annoying sleep habits. Number one, snoring.
It's rough.
Yeah, you had a big snoring problem, right?
I was an incredible snorer until I discovered the beautiful machine called CPAP.
Yeah.
Now I don't snore. Lydia snores. And she has sleep apnea. And I've told her, like, you got to get a mask.
She refuses to mask up.
She's like, you can see the creases on my forehead. I don't want creases on my goddamn forehead.
Right.
I just choke to death instead in my sleep. I'm like, okay. That's cool. You know.
Yeah.
What else? What do we got?
Tossing and turning.
Yep. She's a flounder.
Stealing the covers.
Yeah.
Watching TV while in bed.
That's something she has refused from the day we got married.
Really?
I want one so bad.
You don't watch TV in your bed?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks.
She refuses.
Really?
And we have the adjustable one.
Yeah.
Like, perfect for all those goddamn commercials we see where they show you, why do you want to get a Tempur-Pedic? So you can watch TV in bed. And we have a wall, which is at least 80 feet, you know, 80 inches across.
Sure.
Or a beautiful 80 inch would be. And she's still like, no.
I want a ceiling-mounted TV.
Right.
You know?
I mean.
That would be awesome.
We're Icarus.
Yeah.
We are Icarus. And everything in our life, we try to go to the max.
Number five, another annoying sleep habit, getting up during the night to use the restroom. I do that.
Yeah, I'm a pisser.
Eating in bed.
I don't do that. No, I'm fat enough out of bed.
Listening to music while in bed.
I've been known.
Yeah, if...
If I can't sleep.
If I have company, put it that way.
I'll throw... Yeah, see, you got to get some cure on.
Sleep talking and sleep walking round out the list.
I do sleep talk. I do not sleep walk.
Have you ever had anybody in your life that sleepwalked?
Trying to think. No. I don't think I've ever...
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, you've had?
My son, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, he was doing it, and it went away after a while, but he was doing it, and he would get up, and he'd be even talking to you, and...
And no idea.
And he has no idea.
I've been fascinated. I've always wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's scary. He was like, one night he was in the bathroom, and he was washing his hands.
Oh, my God.
And he was just out cold.
Was it like that scene in Step Brothers where they're like, I don't like this?
Yeah.
Was like, he doing that?
Like putting pillows in the oven and stuff?
Right?
Yeah.
Did you, and I know the big thing is you're not supposed to wake them, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Did you wake yourself?
No, I didn't.
You're like, hey, buddy.
No, I was like, it's the only information that I had was with the,
don't do it.
It's out there. Yeah, don't do it. I'm like, okay.
Don't crush his psyche.
Yeah. just kind of like, you know, nudge him back to his bedroom.
Get back in, buddy. go back to bed later.
That's scary.
There's a guy who, according to news reports, is suffering from a kidney stone right now.
Yeah, you were just telling me that off the air, huh?
Oh, poor Brett Michaels.
That sucks.
The home of Rock and Roll, I-95, The Morning Show with Ethan Lou and Large Dave with you.
Cracker Barrel.
There it is. It's been a while, buddy. Been a while since Mr. Martin. Friday morning check-in? Has he put up anything lately?
No, I got to catch up with his Instagram because I've been slacking on that lately.
You've been kind of like enamored with Big Daddy Dave lately.
Yeah,
you've letting your other loves like go away by the wayside.
Yeah.
Got to bring it back on Friday, buddy.
We'll go full throttle, too.
Or we will after this.
Greater Danbury, listen up. What's happening in your neighborhood? Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave have the exciting news from around the block. This is Live and Local on I-95.
So before you head to your favorite state park, lake, or beach, be sure to check to see if it's safe to swim.
Uh-oh.
Every year, local health departments, this is according to WTNH, by the way,
yeah,
and the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, taking it deep, monitor water quality at our beaches and lakes between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yep.
Closures happen due to what experts call indicator bacteria.
Fecal matter.
Pretty much. While the bacteria don't cause disease, they are used to see if a lake, pond, or beach could be contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
When bacteria reach unsafe levels, those bodies of water will be closed until further testing confirms it's safe again.
Poopy.
Usually, subsequent testing happens after a few days. There is an inherent risk swimming in any water body, but the risk does increase after rainfall, according to DEEP. These bodies of water are closed as of July 23rd.
Wet poopy.
Squants Pond State Park in New Fairfield.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I just opened back up.
Right.
Because it was closed down for after the storm, right?
Keep moving, everyone. Nothing to see in Squants Pond.
Wadsworth Falls State Park in Middlefield.
Yeah.
All Stratford beaches.
Oh, Stratford. Stratford is the ground zero of poop.
All Norwalk beaches.
Oh, yeah, Norwalk poop.
Clintontown Beach, East Haven Beach, Johnson's Beach, Stony Creek Beach in Brantford,
okay,
and Brantford Point Beach.
So all of us that live in inland Connecticut, our poop migrates its way down to the south. With the rivers, and then the rich folk that could afford the shoreline can't swim in our poop for a couple of days.
Sure.
That's the inconvenience of living in Connecticut.
And cyclosporas out
there. Oh, you and I got hit.
We got hit with cyclospora.
I got something going here, and I want to say it's cyclospora or whatever new fungal disease there is, because I know I got it.
What was the one from that show?
Cordyceps.
Cordyceps, yeah.
I'm still waiting for Cordyceps.
Why am I blanking on the name of that show? Oh, The Last of Us. Yeah.
It's been a while, man.
It has been a while.
Yeah, yeah.
They jumped the shark in season two.
Yeah, that was kind of bad at the end.
Yeah, hopefully. Are they going to do a season three?
I think. I haven't read anything about that, actually. Now that you say that. Well, I know Pedro Pascal has got, you know, 15,000 offers, so to try to find
him and Walton Goggins are doing all the acting.
Right every now. Piece of acting in there. So Last of Us, live radio, everybody.
Yeah.
Last of Us Season 3, release date. 2027. Production.
Really?
Cameras began rolling in March of 26. They had a break in June, and they're going back at it now.
Oh, that's good.
So next year will be season 3 of The Last of Us.
Extra horny today.
I am.
It's making me horny, yeah.
I am, yeah. As a matter of fact, here I am. Anyway.
Yeah,
there you go. That's your Live and Local.
You bet.
You missed them.
We missed them.
They are missed headlines with Ethan, Lou, and Large Dave on I-95. Story worry one.
So Johnny Depp surprised people at Comic-Con in San Diego yesterday.
Oh.
As they listened to carolers outside a snowy Scrooge and Marley storefront. Depp popped out in full costume as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh.
He'll star in an upcoming A Christmas Carol adaptation called Ebenezer.
Huh.
Here's part of the trailer for Ebenezer.
Okay.
to Uncle Scrooge.
I say to you, sir, Merry Humbug! Merry Christmas!
Humbug!
And a Happy New Year!
Humbug!
That's one of my favorite, like, every version of A Christmas Carol I love.
Yeah!
The movie hits theaters November 13th.
Good stuff, buddy. Yeah. Story 2.
All right. We got some nerd news.
Oh, yeah.
We love these.
Hit me.
Scientists have revised their estimate of how many bug species there are on planet Earth.
Oh.
They used to think it was around 6 million species, but now they think it's somewhere between 14 to 20 million insect species.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It comes from a Costa Rican research project that use advanced statistical methods to estimate how many species have yet to be discovered. And they say many hard-to-reach habitats like forest canopies weren't fully sampled, so the number might be even higher.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You and I have spent some time down south.
Yeah.
Compared to the bugs that we have here in Connecticut.
Oh, boy. Whew. Down there, there's a certain species that they call, it's the nickname, I don't know the real name, they call no-see-ums because they're so small.
Uh-huh.
And if you get, like, I was working on shuttering a house before a hurricane with my grandfather,
yeah,
the neighbor's house, because it's an old lady, so she needed our help. And I was in behind a tree next to the house putting up the hurricane shutters, and I was in their habitat. They were all over me, dude.
Oh.
It was the itchiest, most uncomfortable feeling ever.
I was walking through our parking lot the other day, and I saw it had to be termites erupting from this tree stump. And there had to be 20,000
really
of these things coming up at once. And I'm walking by like, it's the apocalypse.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I think like that. Like, you know, okay, this is not normal to see like 20,000 insects in one hole, like a cloud coming out of this. And I'm like, yeah, man, there's a lot
of stuff.
Imagine
being in the jungle.
Right?
Like, the stuff that you would see and encounter.
I mean, Florida is bad enough.
Florida, you say.
But if you get down into like the tropics, those weird Madagascar animals out at that.
Yeah.
That says, this is a full Jen the Zookeeper kind of day.
We got a second one here. And since there are all new species of insects, this next invention seems pretty helpful. A French startup says it has achieved the first air-to-air insect interception by an autonomous micro drone.
No.
Which is just a fancy way of saying they built a drone that killed a bug.
No, really?
Yeah, the 40-gram drone uses sonar to detect the wing beat patterns of different insects, which means it can distinguish between species. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I want one right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's good.
And the last one, researchers at Yale are researching a desert rodent that lives a lot longer than typical mice.
Okay.
It's called golden spiny mouse, and it carries unusually high levels of protein called clusterin.
Okay.
The study found that clusterin helps reduce inflammation, which leads to healthier aging. How about that?
I mean, you know, the brilliant minds down there in New Haven studying the mice.
That's it. Been working on it.
Leads to us living three more years. I'm all for it.
Let's go.
Story 3.
There's one godsend that every parent with younger children wants on a vacation. Grandparents. It's literally the best thing ever. No matter what you have to do to keep them comfortable. But if you could only pick one, traveling alone with toddlers or traveling alone with grandparents, which is tougher? There's an amusing article in Business Insider where a man says he surprised his 78-year-old parents while they were on vacation in Tokyo. They thought they'd be meeting a tour guide, and it turned out to be him. But he says that vacationing with them in Japan turned out to be tougher than traveling with toddlers. Here are a few reasons why. They couldn't get around well,
yeah,
literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Tokyo is known for its efficient train system, but they couldn't use it because the mother couldn't see or maneuver well enough to use the subways, so they had to deal with taxis.
Fat Americans.
They also struggled with ordering food. They couldn't grasp how to use the popular vending machines, and they weren't able to stand long enough to wait in the lines at the best places.
Can you imagine us over there? Like, all I want is a cheeseburger. There is fish.
In a vending machine.
All right.
And finally, short rests are not enough. He said, I thought 15-minute breaks would be long enough, but they never were. Every stop stretched to nearly an hour.
Oh.
And if a cafe had Wi-Fi, I'd completely lose them.
Just like them kids.
Both would immediately reach for their phones, exactly like my teenagers do.
Everyone acts the same now.
That's funny.
That's good
stuff. Old people are like children.
They really are, man. I'm
Ethan's getting to be like a child.
He really is. Yeah. Yeah. We break news to him every day, like stuff that's like,
about his life.
Right. Like you did that. Like, oh, I did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say goodbye and end this.
Okay. Goodbye.
See ya. See ya, Leon.
All right, get out.
Don't keep talking.
You're standing there.
I'm leaving.
Well, go.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
I'm waiting.
We're not playing last word.
No.
One, two, three. Bye.
Bye.
One, two, three.
Bye.
Bye. No, don't do that. Goodbye.
This is Don Wildman, and you're listening to the home of rock and roll, I-95.